Hi, welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. I hope that the podcast finds you well, as fitting, and thank you as always for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. We've already come into the new year, 2023, and so we're just so thankful that we find ourselves in mid-January. Yesterday, I was looking at something, and the title just totally, like, floored me. It just totally floored me. And, you know, I have a big saying, we doing too much, right? We just doing too much. Make it make sense. And now I'm to the point where it's just absolutely outlandish of how far we are going with this identity thing that we got going on. And it's just really frightening, and, you know, to the point where you can't readily identify who someone is or who they perceive themselves to be in a level of normalcy. And I believe that we've gone so far. And, you know, again, you want to be mindful and kind and quote unquote not judgmental or sensitive and all this stuff. But at what point do we say you're doing too much? It's not conducive to the whole. It's not conducive to wellness. It's not conducive to sensibility. Like, what's the sense? Like, the sensibility of it. Okay, so having said all of that, and guys, you know me. You know me well enough to know that I aim to be very, very careful. And I also understand that this platform is open and available to the world. And so I aim to be mindful of what I say, how I say it, and the strength of, now I'm not saying I won't have any backlash or anything like that, because I'm not going to be pleasing to everybody, and most people or some people won't really get the gist, or they might perceive it as wrong. So I understand that, and I fully give my disclaimer in regards to that. And again, because I said it, I have to stand with it. Now, you know, also, if at any time there's something that I've misspoke about, or something that becomes a new revelation, or something that I need clarity about or need to make clear, I will come back as God wills to the platform and make that that correction or adjustment or modification, or again say what needs to be said in regards to that, because I never want to lead anybody astray or have them thinking that Kim thinks this way but she's actually doing this, or she said this and that's not actually accurate in regards to news or situations or stories or whatever. So that's my disclaimer. And again, you know, I say all due respect, because people, you know, I guess we all are trying to figure it out. And who's to say I got the right answers, or you got the right answers, or they got the right answers? Who's to say that? And again, we are coming from a place of personal experience. We're coming from a place of knowledge and information of where we have studied, where we have researched, where, you know, we have gone through the rigor of learning and coming to the knowledge of certain things. So that's where we're coming from. And you all know my biggest motto, if you will, or the thing that I would say is time always tells. And again, I believe that we're living in a time where we're doing too much. We're just doing too much. And it becomes this big old what in the world is going on as far as, again, our identity. So I say all that to say that I read this thing, and the title of the person had put Prophet Savior. Prophet Savior. That's their title, Prophet Savior. Now, before I went on my whole tangent and before I went all the way left, because you know I could do that, I sat and I thought, and I'm like, is this a typo? Did they mean this, but they put that? And I even reached out to somebody I haven't heard back as to, is this a new title that we're using for ministry or those that are ministering prophet savior? Like, it just totally floored me. It totally floored me. And then, you know, I had to go to my dictionary, and then I had to go to Google, and then I had to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this a new term that we're using? Because my thing is, it's already difficult enough to get people to believe in Christianity, first of all. Second, to believe in Jesus as the Savior. Third, to believe in anything prophetic, to really understand or take the Bible as infallible. You understand what I'm saying? The church in and of itself, to believe that this is the place of faith and where people belong, regardless of whether you're Protestant or whatever it is, that you have some level of faith-based organization that you're a part of. And then here you go in this time of day to add prophet savior. I feel some kind of way about that. And the fact is, savior is so distinctive from prophet. So again, we're doing too much. You're doing too much. And the thing about it is, when you stand there and you say that, you know, well, who are you to say and whatever you to say? That's fine. I get it. I totally get it. But I'm standing saying that I think that's too much. I think you're doing the church a disservice. And I believe that you're misleading people. Because there's only one Savior. And to our understanding and to biblical knowledge and to what we need and to the degree of we just celebrating Christmas is Jesus Christ and Jesus of Nazareth. The only begotten Son of God. So again, when you say prophet, Savior, like, dude, are you kidding me right now? And so again, I feel like we're doing too much. It bothered me. It really bothered me. And then another thing that bothered me is that the people who, and we have to be so mindful and so careful, because we have been led astray because we get some level of permission, or we get some level of clout, or we get some level of authority, or we get some level of leadership. And then we go totally sideways with what the responsibility and the job is. And we end up compromising. And then we say, oh, well, that's not a big deal. That's a big deal that you calling yourself Savior. That's just like the same people when we sit here and we laugh and we talk about people talking about, oh, the world is coming to an end, or Jesus is coming back, or they're cultic, or all this other stuff. That is a form of that. And when we say it's no big deal, and you got people ranting and raving and sitting here screaming and volunteering and showing up and all this stuff to support somebody who is now done overstepped and got out of order with their position and what their job is and what they're supposed to do. Again, it's already difficult to have somebody say that they are a prophet, which we believe that they exist. And we know that people have some level of clairvoyance, and we know that people have a level of discernment as to what's going on or what's happening. We know people got lines to God. We get that. Hallelujah. But the as Savior? So now we are diminishing and minimizing the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and his blood shed, and him defeating death and rising with all power in his hand, sitting at the right hand of God, advocating on my behalf to some mere mortal. I'm about tired. I am about tired. And what makes me upset is that, again, you're leading people astray. And then you say, oh, well, I'm about tired of having to apologize for the body of Christ or for the church or for the people of God, because again, someone is misusing or misappropriating or lacking interpretation or discernment as to who God is and what it is that God would want to do with his people and the people of God, and how to get them saved and how to get us delivered and how to help us be whole and how to help us to navigate through this earthly life. And everybody, we all chiefs and no Indians. We all got the answers. And yet and still, if we all had the answers, and forgive me, God, merciful God, then why is it such a mess? Why? You over here, you over there, they over there, they doing this, they doing it. There's no harmony. There's no synergy. People think Christians are a joke. No power, no authority. Right? And you sit there and talk about you some prophet and you some savior. Reading the same Bible from Genesis to Revelations, you're nuts. And I'm about tired of it. I was so upset. I'm like, prophet, savior? Who in the world? And again, please forgive me if I misread it, if there was a typo, if you meant to say prophet speaking on behalf of the savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and you omitted some words or whatever, then I digress. I take it back. Forgive me. But if that is not the case, you're doing too much. And the devil is a lie. People are already contending with their faith. People are already feeling hurt and feeling upset and feeling some kind of way because they were misled. And every time we turn on some kind of media or look across our desk, here's somebody exposed for lying, for sitting here playing with the people of God and people in general. And then when you say something or call them out, now you hateful or you jealous or you trifling or whatever it is, and you just don't want somebody to be good and you don't want this and that, whatever. You're doing too much. The word, to my understanding, is supposed to be really simplistic. It's really not that hard. The hardest thing, I believe, for us is being delivered from who we know has captivated us. The culture. The greed. The flesh. And becoming okay with being created. And being here and having to leave and not taking all of this so personal and advocating for what's right and doing what's just, loving mercifully, walking humbly with our God. It's a challenge. So when you come in the body of Christ, or you come in a church, and now you have elevated yourself, and now everybody's supposed, we still put people on pedestals and paying homage to mere men. That again will let you go hungry, rob and steal from you, rape and pillage. Stand right in your face and lie to you. And you have the audacity I say, Lord, have mercy on all our souls. We need to do better. We really need to do better. That's my rant. We need to do better. All inclusive. Then I had somebody, some people say, oh, well, you got to know God for yourself. Yeah, you do have to know God for yourself. But there's also a corporate God thing. It's a worship thing. It's a fellowship thing. And so if we have one person or persons misappropriating who God is, then this person is not getting the truth about God, which again is spreading a lie about God, which again is continuously perpetuating foolishness about God. Then how does that work? I'm about tired. I am about tired. And so I encourage us, wherever you are, wherever you may be in this great world, that we pray and that we get discernment and we ask God to help us. Because he said he would separate the wheat from the tares because they grow together. So God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, he shall also reap. And that he sit high and then he looks low. And what I do know is none of us gets to escape. It says, woe to you. Woe to you that leads somebody astray. Woe unto you. How dare you? Have one part where I don't know if people will follow you. It's not about following you. You sitting here worried about numbers and leading people astray. So do you know for every number that you got, that's a number that you're responsible for? And you dare not tell them the truth? You dare not, hallelujah, put it down and say, you know what? I'm doing the wrong thing, and therefore I'm not going to be held responsible for leading these people astray and lying to these people, and because I didn't do my homework or because I refuse to repent and make right and rather be me and God alone than me and a whole bunch of people on our way to hell. Or living in hell. About tired. I am about tired. Prophet, Savior. That's what it said. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And that's the thing. And I get it. I totally get it. Why people don't want to be a part. Got these people right now. You are a leader. You are responsible for people. You are in a position to help people. And you're opting not to do that. To help them to be better. To help them to have a livelihood. To help them to be able to provide for their families. Got people working as slaves. And you're okay with that. Lord, have mercy on all our souls and help us. We're coming up on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And so it's a national holiday. And so to my understanding, we're all supposed to be doing some level of community service that would be warranted for a celebration of the time And again, you know, we just bless the Lord for what has been accomplished in civil rights and what has been accomplished in our country and what has been accomplished in our world. And guys, please don't get me wrong. I know that we've come a long way in humanity and how we treat each other and the love and, you know, being faithful and over a little and doing the best that we can with what we have. And, you know, I get it. But these little things, these nuances, these things that, again, takes us 5 steps back is what bothers me. The thing that, again, not having character and integrity and, again, just saying stuff that don't go together. Like, it just don't go together. And, again, diminishing, like, we can't, like, as much as we're supposed to be like Jesus and we adopted as his children and, you know what I'm saying, the work that was done, how can you even compare that? There's no sacrifice that any person on this earth could ever make that would be close to, equivalent to, like one of my girlfriends used to say, adjacent to the work that Jesus did. No man on this God green earth is willing to make that sacrifice. Not near one. They can't even abstain. Are you there? Boy, bye. And again, hallelujah, all due respect to those that are in ministry and those that are aiming to do the right thing and serve the Lord thy God with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, all their strength. But I'm about tired of these ministers and these preachers and these people putting their face out there and sitting like they done did something for a whole race of people or a whole group of people or the whole world. You're a liar. Imagine my face. I love y'all. Have a good day. Imagine my face.